Okay, we're back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP. And we're here with Judy Dueñas, which is a very great day today, Judy. Thank you so much for participating.
It's my pleasure.
And we have Christina Lewitis, of course, who is the producer and spends the last half hour with us every week.
Yep. Hello again.
Again, the shows are great. They're so informational. And we also try to keep you up to date on what's going on. The State of the Town Address is this Friday, January 30th. At Harbor Links, and that's where Supervisor Judy Bosworth will be making her second.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, seventh. I mean,
I know, really, you're positive thinking.
Our second State of the Town Address. And actually, which is tremendous news, is that the director here, Dan Cox, has approved the State of the Town to be aired over
live,
the radio live. And it would commence at 1:15 or 1:30. Zach?
Still 1:15.
1:15.
Yeah, it should be on for about, 45 minutes, an hour or so, I would say.
Terrific. So, you have different options, but one is the radio, which is great. 88.1 next Friday, and you will hear the State of the Town live from Supervisor Judy Bosworth. A couple of different things we're going to talk about, and hot on the topic, we'll continue with Penta, which is the chemical that PSE&G has put on the new poles that went up throughout the town of North Hempstead, but throughout Long Island in general,
right,
out in the Hamptons too. And again, this is not to get any political.
No, but it was just an article in Newsday, so I think it was definitely timely. We spoke about it last week. And, now we know the actual chemical is this Penta chemical, and they're also nervous that besides it just being on the poles itself, that it could be affecting the soil that, that the pole is within.
Right. So. And when you have seniors and children, those are the two, going to cross the street, you catch your breath, kids touch everything, and seniors put their hand up to balance themselves. And Judy wanted signs put up saying this is a hazardous material, a carcinogen, and that, please thoroughly wash your hands when you get home. PSE&G didn't want to do that, and I don't know where that is, but that's not our issue. But actually, now Judy has gone to the EPA.
Yes. Because it's a pretty large number of poles that have this. I think it said it was 95,000 of the 324,000, which is a lot of poles.
Wow.
I mean, that's real a lot. And, it's the fact of the matter. It's a fact that this chemical does have, potential effects. So just notifying the public, I don't know why it was really a hot, issue.
Because it's business.
Right.
Judy, we were talking earlier with two different groups, Power Up Communities and the pharmacist, Judy Beiser, and both. You got to take care of yourself, and when you're putting a chemical into the ground, I have two grandchildren, they hold on to something, then their
touch
fingers
anything,
are always in their mouth.
Yeah.
Who needs, we have to take care of planet Earth first at this point. But I think that's wonderful that Judy's out there fighting.
Yeah.
And some of these things are uphill because, it's very difficult. It's a town going after PSE&G, which is not a small organization.
No, it's being aware, I think it's just, alerting the public that it can, while it's on the poles, it can affect the soil, it can affect the groundwater. It's just, this crazy effect that it could have.
Wash your hands at the end of it. That's our message.
Right, there you go. Carry hand sanitizer if you're near a pool.
I have one in the car.
There
one of these
go.
Little tubes that you pull the wipes. Because especially now with the flu season going around.
Yeah, so stay tuned. We'll see, how this unfolds.
And the other big news was from the town of North Hempstead's movies with director of BTDC, Kim Kamen.
Right, it's on more of a fun topic, lighthearted topic. But they were saying in 2014, there was $86,064 in all the film and television productions that went on in North Hempstead, which I think is great. It's bringing publicity to the community, to the local businesses. I know John has some different examples of what was filmed.
I had no idea. Blacklist is something I watch. Blue Bloods, which Zach told us about, which I don't watch. What was the show in New Jersey? That was actually
a movie
town
with
hall.
Steve. Yeah, with Steve Carell. I remember it was a lot of phone calls were going back and forth that Steve Carell was in town hall.
Meet the Parents.
Freeheld,
which was Steve Carell. Meet the Parents. Person of Interest, 30 Rock, mm-hmm. Good
Royal
Wife.
Pains.
Royal Pains. And the thing is, where these, even though, you know, the town has doubled their permits, which is tremendous, it's $40,000, it's not going to change the world. Mom and pop shops who benefit the most. Because when these companies come in, they're coming in with all their cameras, all their equipment. Zach's going to be doing the state of the town. He's going with his equipment. Mm-hmm. He's not going to have to go shopping that day to buy something. But he will maybe go for lunch. And he'll pick up a cup of coffee. Well, it's the truth. That's where the mom and pop gets an extra sandwich. And it's really hundreds of thousands of dollars. These guys are in town for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as I was telling you earlier, a few years back, I was in the Roslyn Village when they were filming Gossip Girl. And I was going to the deli that I usually go into.
Oh, Gossip
into.
Girl. Yes. Okay.
And but it was so exciting because you saw everything. You know, you saw. I was like walking the street. They were like, you know, we're filming. I was almost an extra. And it was, you know, it was filled, the deli. With just teenage girls who were camping out all day long to watch this being filmed, mind you. So, I mean, they, you know, that's breakfast, lunch, and, you know, possible dinner.
Gossip Girl was a series or a movie?
Series.
A series,
yep.
Okay.
Do they have feature films, too, that they...
Yeah.
Well, meet the parents. Meet the parents with Robert De Niro and...
Ben Stiller.
And Ben Stiller,
Right. So that was a biggie. Right.
There's been a bunch, too. I forgot. You know, there was something else that was... We could look more into. But I just think, you know, North Hempstead is such a diverse area in general. So, you know, you have certain regions that have apartments. You have, you know, I know it's used to be the Hamptons, you know,
right.
a lot. And it's certainly cheaper to do here. So, because, you know, again, you have historical mansions. I mean, like the Gold Coast alone, it's just the opportunities that you could have. You could be all over. You know, you could say you're anywhere when you're in North Hempstead.
Yeah. Well, I'm in Great Neck. So now you have Northern Boulevard as you go into Great Neck, which is very busy and very commercial. Mm-hmm. You go through the town of Great Neck, which is quaint. Mm-hmm. And then you could end up at the water with these mansions. I mean, you've covered everything. And through the town, you have all these apartment buildings.
Right.
So when they cover these shows.
Right, and then you have waterfronts. I mean, you have like, it's amazing all the different opportunities. And I think that's why they're so drawn to coming here because, you know, you can get, you know, more bang for your buck.
Really. But the town has to step it up, which obviously Kim is doing. You have to go out and sell it, Joe.
Yes.
You have to let the people know that this exists out here, which is tremendous. I mean, Judy was saying earlier, your kids are Seattle?
One is Seattle, one is Santa Monica. One in Westchester.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, there's different areas all over the country. But for them in Seattle, they get a little glimpse of Long Island then.
They're right. And I just think, too, I mean, the Gold Coast Film Festival in itself is always such a big deal. So you're bringing,
huge.
I mean, and each year it's they huge. Step it up and they have, you know, it's just amazing. All the, you know, last year they had really great films and speakers. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's calling more attention to all the, you know, the wonderful opportunities North Hempstead provides.
What it is... The town of North Hempstead really has always been, but it's getting more and more like its own little metropolis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, I mean, the film festival is another great thing when I think about that.
Yeah, I mean,
because not many towns
have
a film festival. Not many towns have a Gold Coast
Art
Center of the caliber that we have here in the town of North Hempstead. It's
that's
true.
And we've had them on before, the Gold Coast Art Center, because, I mean, they offer like amazing programming in general, and they'll give discounts to seniors and, you know, bring your lunch and then learn.
Right.
I mean, it's really, there's so many different opportunities. Which I think is great and it's fun. You know, it's definitely important to get out there and socialize and do fun things every now and again.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's somebody told me once when I was moving into Great Neck, and that's years ago, it's the parks, the arts, and the commute.
Yep.
Because the railroad here and this. Right. Those three things make it a very, you know, wonderful place to live. And so long as, and we do, we have with Judy Bosworth as the supervisor, and we had John Kamen, and we had,
can't remember her name, but
I don't ever say that. Yeah. We have to stop. No. It's just been wonderful. Yeah. One person after May Neuberger.
Yes, there we go.
It's these slips.
There you go.
Well, no, really, it's been tremendous. That, you know, the work that gets done in this town is just absolutely tremendous.
Yeah, so it's fun. We'll see what's to come in 2015 with
I know,
all the
be
films.
Great. Well, we're going to get some of that next Friday.
Yeah, right.
Okay, we'll get a little taste of that next Friday. What Judy has to say. Also, with Project Independence, we have dates.
Yeah, I
coming
mean,
up.
I like to always promote what's coming up, you know, next week. And one of our, you know, obviously it's winter time, so we're going to be having Coping with the Winter Blues, which, you know, it could sound depressing topic, but I mean, it's more of a fun outlook on how to, you know, specific tips, like we said, those golden nuggets, what to take away from doing that. So that's going to be one of our social workers, actually, Robin Tovell. And her mental health intern, is going to be doing this at Clinton G. Martin Park. And that's Tuesday, January 27th from 2:30 to 3:30. And you can call 311 or 869-6311 if you want to register or have any questions about it. So these are always definitely, you know, got it. Because, you know, coping winter blues is what, like we were saying, is going out and socializing.
Right, right.
So just going to this educational chat alone, I mean, you'll meet new people in the community. So it's why not give it a shot?
It's, you know, getting,
it's and it's free.
Yeah, it's getting dressed and going
right,
out.
Absolutely.
I have a client who's 98 years old. She's a retired teacher. And what she says, she gets dressed every day. And she goes out, even it's to buy a pack of gum. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, especially in January, February time of the year, you've had, you know, Halloween, you've had Thanksgiving, you had Christmas, you have Hanukkah, you have so much going on. And then all of a sudden there's like a lull, even family-wise. Mm-hmm. You know, the kids call more around the holidays. And then all of a sudden everybody gets busy, it's back to work, and it's forgotten about. Just get dressed and get out. Mm-hmm. And you get to one of these things, and you meet somebody, and you might have a cup of coffee.
Right, and you get introduced to the staff of Project Independence. So, you know, you just are able, it opens up a whole different door of opportunities, which I think is.
So just for information, mm-hmm. when you announce one of these events, how far in advance should people call to register? Do they always fill up?
It really depends on the chat. Usually it's not gonna fill up, you know, mm-hmm. because they're in big venues. It's only if it's a specific thing where it says registration is required. Okay. I mean, you can still attend, you know, even if you're unable to register at the time. So you never really need to worry about that unless it's specified that there's time slots you have to.
We don't have it in front of us when we come back later on. The Valentine's dance, though, one has filled up already.
Yes,
I was told.
Yeah, the one at Clinton G. Martin Park is totally filled up already. The other one is filling up too, so we'll see if there's actually any room. I didn't want to promote that yet and have you know,
another
community service
angry again. No, that's amazing. Some of those things, but no, on balance, you know, they can put 200 people in Clinton G. Martin.
Oh yeah, but that, you know, like the guys said, like those Valentine's dances, the Halloween dances, those are something that people really look forward to. Oh. And you know, I mean, the tables, it's like a wedding.
Yep.
You know, making sure who sits where, and it's.
I went to the holiday one.
Yeah.
This year,
yes.
For the first time.
Yes, and that was the one that project. And it's a great.
And they had some lady, like, not Zumba, whatever she
was
doing.
Yes, she's actually
Zumba?
Our Zumba. Yep, she's our Zumba instructor.
And it was tremendous. I mean, everybody was up.
Yeah.
It was a wedding.
Yeah.
Without drinks.
Right, there you go. We didn't know what happened after, but, you know.
Well, that's another story. No, but it really is. And you know what? That's social.
And exactly. And that's what I said. It's fun. Like, and that's what I think the beauty of Project Independence is that you could have, you know, there's something for everyone. So you have an educational topic, you know, or you could have, you know, just a fun, lighthearted topic,
right,
which I think is.
We're going to continue on with this, bringing everybody up to date on the different things going around. But right now you're listening to Project Independence on You on 88.1.